Welcome to KBIA's Talking Politics, our look at national and local politics. I'm Beatrice Costa-Lima. This week, Columbia College political science professor Dr. Terry Smith returns with another political commentary.
President Trump's Asia trip makes me think of soccer. I love soccer. Columbia College has two nationally ranked teams, and I'm a big fan. I helped my daughter coach a U-12 recreation league team here in Columbia that my granddaughters and grandson play on. I coached youth soccer for many years when we lived in Kirksville. So the pathetic failure of the U.S. men's national team to qualify for next year's World Cup by losing to Trinidad Tobago, one of the worst teams in the world, is galling on many fronts. My soccer-loving family won't get to enjoy watching the USA play next year. Worse, thousands of American youth will lose interest in soccer and return to their video games. And this is about politics, how, you ask? Thank you for your patience. American soccer and American foreign policy have divergent, almost opposite histories. During the 50-year period when American foreign policy was robust and coherent, USA soccer was awful, with the two odd exceptions of 1930, when the U.S. actually came in third in the very first World Cup, and 1950, when a ragtag squad of mostly St. Louis amateurs beat mighty England in the first round, the USA simply was not a player. On the other hand, in foreign and military affairs during this period, America led the Allies to victory in World War II, rebuilt Europe, restored the war-ravaged world economy based on free trade, contained and eventually bankrupted the Soviet Union. By 1990, the Iron Curtain was gone and the USSR was about to go. In 1990, Team USA qualified for the World Cup for the first time since 1950. Then Iraq invaded Kuwait and the world turned upside down again. The Middle East was set afire with an inferno that rages to this day. China became a major economic rival. The European project began unraveling. Millions of refugees and immigrants went on the move. Intolerance and nationalism reemerged as potent political forces. While the world was coming apart, in part due to muddled or misguided American foreign policy, American soccer was riding high, always qualifying for the cup and occasionally beating elite teams. Well, in 2018, Iceland, with a population of less than 400,000, will play in the cup and USA will not. And the way things are going in 2018, American foreign policy will be in even more disarray than it is now. The solution for American soccer is to start over. If the richest country in the history of the world, by a bunch, can't field a soccer team in the top 32, then the solution is to start over. Is this also the solution for American foreign policy? Even with our might and reach, we have lost respect and forfeited moral authority. I don't have the solution. I just know that what we've been doing for years now isn't working. It feels like we're in injury time at the end of the match and we're behind. Do we need new players? A new strategy? New ownership? All of the above? This is Terry Smith.
Terry Smith is a political science professor at Columbia College and a regular commentator on KBIA's Talking Politics. That's it for this week. I'm Beatrice Costa-Lima. Thanks for listening.